ICE tactics in Los Angeles. Andrea Campbell denounces a culture of chaos and fear. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell has united with 18 other state attorneys general to mount a legal challenge against controversial immigration enforcement methods recently implemented in Los Angeles. The enforcement activities, conducted by agents wearing masks, have faced accusations of discrimination and violations of residents' constitutional protections. Through a legal document supporting the plaintiffs, Campbell's office issued a sharp rebuke of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, practices, which reportedly concentrated on particular city districts using racial profiling. The Coalition of Attorneys General contends these actions are undermining community stability rather than bolstering public safety, as reported by MassLive. The forceful methods outlined in this legal filing aren't improving neighborhood security. They're generating an environment of fear and disruption, Campbell stated, as quoted in MassLive. Such discriminatory actions contradict our nation's principles, and I remain committed to challenging any measures that infringe upon basic rights and legal standards. The initial legal challenge was filed by detained individuals and advocacy groups supporting immigrant rights. According to the Los Angeles Times, federal agents wearing masks were deployed across various districts, allegedly selecting targets based on their physical characteristics. A particularly controversial episode unfolded last Monday near MacArthur Park, where ICE personnel, including mounted officers, were captured on video displaying an American flag. The footage, aired by a regional news outlet, prompted concern from Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. "To my knowledge, no detentions occurred," she remarked during a media session, as reported by LACED. "Perhaps there were some. However, I believe intimidation was the primary objective." The joint legal submission endorsed by Campbell emphasizes the practical impacts of these enforcement approaches. A community farmers market suspended its activities due to raid concerns, while a local medical facility reported triple the usual appointment cancellations since ICE's increased presence, according to MassLive. The attorneys general further denounced ICE agents' practice of concealing their faces and declining to provide identification, arguing this creates confusion between legitimate law enforcement and criminal elements. Beyond Massachusetts, jurisdictions including New York, New Jersey, California, Colorado, Michigan, and Hawaii have joined the legal action. All participating states maintain that ICE's current tactics are simultaneously ineffective, unlawful, and fundamentally opposed to democratic principles.